Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. A suicide bomber killed at least 14 people in Iraq Sunday at a camp for families internally displaced by fighting. 13 people were wounded in the attack on the camp west of Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Iraqi forces retook the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah from Islamic State forces, but the jihadist group retains control of western parts of the province. Syrian state television is reporting that a suicide bomber in a car blew himself up in central Damascus Sunday, killing at least 8 people and wounding 12 others. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 12 people were killed. A fire at a Syrian refugee camp in Lebanon's Baqa Valley Sunday killed at least one person. About 100 tents were destroyed. More than 1 million Syrian refugees live in Lebanon, mostly in settlements in Baqa near the Syria-Lebanon border. Iraqi troops are pushing deeper into Mosul's old city in their attempt to recapture more positions from the Islamic State terrorist group. The area is a densely populated neighborhood west of the Tigris River, where ISIS militants are now making their last stand in what are expected to be the final days of the battle for Iraq's second largest city. 5 U.S. senators, led by Senator John McCain, visited Pakistan Sunday, where they met with top government and military officials. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The World Health Organization says 1,500 people have died since April in the rapidly spreading cholera outbreak in Yemen. Almost 250,000 people have been infected. The WHO says about 25% of those killed were children. Dr. Sharon Varkey is UNICEF's deputy representative in Yemen.
Every single minute, one new child is reporting sick with acute watery diarrhea. Unfortunately, some of these children will not live to see the light of the next day.
A 2-year Saudi-led campaign against Houthi rebels has damaged infrastructure and caused medicine shortages in Yemen, the Arab world's poorest country. Brazilian police say they have arrested an infamous drug kingpin who had evaded them for 3 decades. Luis Carlos da Rocha had undergone plastic surgery in his efforts to stay free. Police believe he operates a huge international cocaine empire. Samsung Electronics said Sunday it will start selling refurbished versions of the Galaxy Note 7 smartphone this week in South Korea. The Note 7 was recalled last year because its batteries sometimes overheated and caught fire. The refurbished versions will use different batteries. The former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is back at his home in Tel Aviv not long after being released from prison. A parole board granted him an early release from his 27-month sentence for corruption. He had served 16 months. The 71-year-old Olmert did not speak to reporters. He was convicted in 2014 of obstruction of justice and accepting bribes while he was mayor of Jerusalem. President Trump ratcheted up his attacks on new U.S. news media Sunday, tweeting a doctored 10-year-old wrestling video that showed him tackling and punching a figure labeled as CNN, the television news network he has repeatedly denounced for so-called fake news. With negative comments about Trump's Twitter tactics streaming in throughout the day from established political figures and media groups, Trump took to social media again late Sunday, saying the fake media is trying to silence us, but we will not let them. He pledged he would triumph over the dishonest media. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.